This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Will you give Jesus a big, big hand of praise as we receive our Father, the Apostle of this commission, Bishop David Oedipo, as he brings the word? Make it bigger for Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all the diverse ministrations, both from the Levites and all special ministration sessions. We've seen God at work. Seeing the beauty of redemption showing forth. My prayer is that no one here will lose his or her beauty. Yeah. All the days of your life. Yeah. No destiny here will suffer a reversal. Every engrafted branch manifests the root and the fatness of the old leaf to which it is engrafted. As you stay grafted to the grace of God in this commission, every manifest grace of heaven upon this commission shall begin to find re-expression in your life. Just don't fake it. Don't fake it. Just don't fake it. You can't fake it to make it. Don't fake it. I'm an open reflection of my prophetic roots. Open, unashamed reflection of my prophetic roots. Because I have not faked it. You don't need prayer. You just need genuine engraftment, and the virtue begins to flow naturally. A man of God was in the house, he's gone to heaven now, and he read a few of my books while staying in our home, an American respected man of God, and he said, "I sense the spirit of Agin on those pages." We'd never talked about it before. He said, and at the point, I just saw you move into another realm. By reading the books, no discussion. Anitroniga, Akapangela, Tsengalota, membership and connectivity are not the same. They are not. When Egan was going to heaven, God told me here, someone as close to you as your cloth is coming over. I said, my father, my biological father, he said, no, again. And I told my wife, the eagle is about to soar. Let's rush and meet with him. 2-3 weeks after, he was gone to heaven. Connectivity is honored by God. Connectivity is honored by God. The sources of which you are connected to is not benefiting anything from it. Did they benefit anything from me? How? How? The father ought to lay off for the children, not the children for the fathers. Emoti tita apotantito edranyaga kapala tonega. The other prophet the Lord sent to me He stood on this altar and said, you read this book, understand financial prosperity, you'll be out of it. Life. Connectivity adds value. You enter into another man's labor. You don't have to go through all over again. Luke chapter 4 and verse 38. He said, I've sent you to reap that whereon ye have not bestowed labor. Other men labor and you enter. That's the engraftment, sir. You engrafted, you enter into the labors of several years of some other persons. Ariputi arobaya anklan grecomiano ezizianopa kradosh emaratos. Before he returns, they will turn the heart of fathers to sons and the heart of their sons to their fathers. To be fatherless is to be an orphan. You go through the whole process by yourself, you may not have enough time on how to do that. I remember looking at Egan and I said, Jesus, whatever makes Egan Egan, I want it. I've never mimicked him in my life, but I've replicated him. Mimicking is just entertainment. Mere entertainment. But replication of grace is tangible, is feasible. Enopi Sangela, Amble Kerotane. I've never seen a giant give back to a dwarf. Emotisisi Anuka. I can't imagine you struggling financially in this commission. It's not normal. We were not receiving offering at the onset of our ministry. We just say, well, there's a box outside there after the service. I mean, you have anything you brought for the Lord, you drop it there. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Yet we are no lack. Anetu sikia anke kukamena. How can you be guessing your walk of life? I've been hearing from God directly from 22. Go forward, make a left, now another left, and he led me in a town to where some folks I was looking for were living without any human guide. Efficient GPS never lacks power to manifest. Anetroniga apaketan klekrodi anota. Imagine these thousands on ground and several thousands in their multiplied form around the world. Tap into this grace. To which I also tapped into, plus the little one on me and all the ones I've collected. You now tap into all of that. You can't be ordinary. You can't be ordinary. Proximity does not connote connectivity. You can be right here on the faith arm, and I'm facing you on the altar. It doesn't guarantee a change. Somebody's connected from Japan and is tapping. Connectivity is an issue. Maybe I sat with Egan three times in my life, in my entire life. But soul, spirit connected. Soul and spirit connected. And so, the resources, the virtues in the means began to flow. I sat with the man of God, Copeland, for the first time after 30 years. Come on now. And I've been reading him and connecting to him. It's your turn. It's your turn. Nobody will doubt your identity as a winner again.
Someone went for an interview, and people with connections were all going inside and going inside. And then someone appeared to him in white and said, "Follow me." And he went through the gate. And when he got inside, they said, "Let them start coming in from the back." So he was the last to come and the first to be called.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's where you are. That's where you are. Now, as the Lord lives, everyone on the line for miracle jobs, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, you are returning to Shiloh with your change of story testimony. Some of you will become employers of labor between now and then. Divine ideas will visit you. You won't make money by all means, but by legitimate means. Since God opened my eyes 1982 on the mystery of prosperity, I have never begged. I have never borrowed. I didn't have anything when he opened my eyes to it. But light first, as far as your eyes can see, until you will let give it. You see it first, and you walk in it, and God has no choice. Because scripture cannot be broken. You put it in your hand. Tonight must mark your end of running from pillar to post to make things work. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And be seated, please. Tonight we'll be looking at this very interesting subject. Beware the God of gold is on the hunt for precious souls. Beware the God of gold is on the hunt for precious souls. When you see beware around any electrical installation, means you do you want your life? Stay off. Stay off or you'll be cut off. And they put a skull and a cross. Do you want to become a skull? Then dare it. Beware. The God of gold is on the hunt for precious souls. Paul said that he's not to warn everyone, even with tears. Beware. The God of gold is on the hunt for precious souls. Is ever seeking for worship. Even went as far as to tempting Jesus to bow down and worship him upon showing him the kingdoms of the world and the glory thereof. Get thee behind me, Satan. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord your God, him only shalt thou serve. Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 to 11. If we could get to tempt Jesus, anyone can be tempted. Ever seeking for worship. Mark 6:24, Jesus said, you cannot serve God and money. Matthew 6:24. You can't serve God and money. You have to love one and choose one and despise the other. You don't despise money, you worship it. Nature abhors vacuum. There are two contending forces over our lives: God and mammon, or the demon of money. You can't be on two sides at the same time. You have to choose one and ignore the other. I once said to God, whatever you will give me in my life that will disconnect me from you, please don't give me, I beg you. I'm the one begging you. Don't give me, I beg. Don't give me, I beg. Your presence is more valuable to me than all the treasures of the world put together. Whatever will disconnect me from you, Lord, I beg, make you no give me. I no go need them. Forever, now forever. It was between me and God. You can't choose God and lack good. And you can't choose money and not mourn. You can't choose God and lack good. You allow God to guide you, goodness and mercy will be following you all the days of your life. You can't choose gold or money and not mourn. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which some coveted after, they have pierced themselves with many sorrows. Many sorrows. You can't choose God and lack good, and you can't choose money and not mourn. There are too many worshippers of gold in church. Their primary concern is what to have, where to live. Some are renting houses beyond their income. Beyond their income, sir. That their income for the year is less than the money, the house they are renting. What a world we live in. What an insanity. Beware. The God of gold is ever seeking for worship. Is ever on the hunt for precious souls. But you have escaped. The Bible defines the worship of the God of gold as a great sin. Moses said, the people have committed a great sin, for they have made themselves gods of gold. Great sin. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. Who is on the Lord's side, he said in verse 26. Let him come to me. Only the Levites responded. If Satan could tempt Christ to worship the God of gold, just anyone else can be tempted. God is not against our prosperity. It is part and parcel of our inheritance in redemption. He became poor, that with his poverty might be made rich. He obtained for us at his resurrection power, riches, wisdom, strength, glory, honor, and blessings. Revelation 5:12. This is why wealth is not our ambition. It is our birthright in redemption. Can I have you say with me, wealth is not my ambition. It is my birthright in redemption. But it takes revelation to assess this inheritance. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you your inheritance among them which are sanctified. We assess our inheritance through the word. Acts 20, verse 32. 2 Peter 1:3 is giving us all things that are made for life and godliness, and they are delivered through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. So all we need is to be educated in the covenant of abundance and be committed to working in it. You become a surprise to your world. Why revelation gives us access? Applied revelation is required to experience it. Applied revelation is required to take delivery. Revelation shows you here is the provision. These are the conditions to me to take delivery of this provision. Awesome God. Money will not trouble you again. It can trouble his entire lineage through the inordinate love for money. It was to bring himself, his wife, his sons, his wife's sons, his wife's children, his livestock, and the whole Israel stoned them to death. And heaped stones on them and set them on fire. A lineage perished to a crave after the God of gold. A whole lineage. Amitus Kania Apangre Keto Kambala. This is your best season to get oriented on the right path of life. You will have rest. You will have rest. You will have rest. Now, I'm not just teaching this because it's what I want to teach. I have it as a mandate. Get back home and make my people rich. And I've seen a bit of it as God confirms his word. Therefore, those who care to receive that message and engage with it according to the rules. According to the rules. You are in a new kingdom guided by a new constitution. According to the rules. According to the rules. You can be in church for a donkey years and never experience or taste prosperity in your life because you don't know it. In chapter 2 of Revelation and verse 8, he said, I know your trouble, the blasphemy of those. I know your afflictions. And I know your poverty. But you are rich. Only as you know it. But you are rich. That's the church of Smyrna. But you are rich. But you are rich. You don't know it. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You are rich. You don't know it. You keep running from pillar to post, from native doctor to church professional prophet. Because you don't know it. No anointed man can impart with prosperity. No, it's not impartable. It's not what? It's not impartable. You can't impart it. Can I impart you now to become a pilot? No. you receive grace to go and register in the flying school if you are not too old for it. If you are too old, forever. That's all. Amen. My God. My prayer is that tonight we break the siege of the God of gold on your life. Yeah. He has given us the oil of joy for mourning, so we are not permitted to be among the mourners. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, we are not permitted to be depressed by the God of gold. Apply revelation. Do what I ask you to do. I'll say to her above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come to you. Apply revelation. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1 and 2. Whosoever hear my sayings and doeth them, I liken unto a wise man. His built himself upon the rock. The rain may come, the storm may beat on it, it will be standing. Matthew 7, 24 to 25. And James 1, 22 to 25, he said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, or you are deceiving yourself. If any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, it's like a man that looks at himself in the mirror. He walks away, forgets what he looks like. But whosoever looks into the perfect law of liberty, the word of God, and he not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, that man shall be blessed in his deed. So it's the doing of it. It is not what we know that changes us, changes us. But what we do with what we know. What we know will never change our story. So to do with what we know, that does. Therefore, we must take covenant cover in the world to realize our financial fortune right in these times of uncertainties, anxieties, despair, and impending global economic holocaust that's currently hitting the world subtly. And for most part, unnoticed. For my covenant will I not break, nor utter this I gone forth out of my lips. Except my covenant be not with the day and with the night, then may any devil break my covenant with my servants and the priests, my ministers. So we have been redeemed as priests and kings. So God's covenant for us, as contained in scriptures, cannot be broken by any human or circumstantial force under heaven. Jeremiah 33, verse 22 and 21, and Psalm 89, verse 34. We also have discovered that famine is synonymous with every generation in Bible history. There was famine in the time of Abraham, Genesis 12, 10. Famine in the time of Isaac, Genesis 26, 1 to 6. There was famine in the time of Jacob, Genesis 42, verse 1. The famine became sore, grievous. Genesis 43 verse 1. Famine. So there's nothing strange about it. But all famines recorded in scriptures had one nation or another to run to for succor. There was corn in Egypt. Jacob sent there. When they finished the food, he sent again. But in these end times, listen now. All nations will need help. How many? And no one may be able to help another. All nations, we need help. All nations. Because the earth will burn like an oven. The earth. Not one nation, not black world, not third world, not first world. The earth will burn like an oven. This is God's eternal agenda. And all the proud, what about God? Those are just clowns. You will know whether we are clowns or we are crowned. You will know. All the proud. Yeah, we are the first world. They are the third world or fourth world or no world. All nations will flow into church saying, teach us his ways. The last day will humble the pride of the world. White, black, and yellow. You are not a Zionist, you are off. A pitikarada, a leprong lero.
I'm privileged to have prophetic insight from scriptures on God's agenda for the end time.
So all this jumping around from one issue to another won't help you at all. You'll be running from pillar to post without taking a covenant cover. You're a victim. The God of gold does not qualify for your worship. It does not have a place in God's end time agenda. It's not part of the equation. No, no, I will do the detail we're allowed. No. The devil is not part of the equation of God's agenda for the end time. And is the one behind the God of gold. It does not qualify for your worship or your recognition. God's covenant delivers without the devil in the equation. It can stop it. You come under the covenant, only the devil that can stop the sun from shining and the moon from showing up in his time can stop God's covenant from working. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
Woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help. And stay on horses and trust in chariots because there are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. They just jump, carry their bag. Where are you going? Anywhere. What are you going to do? Anything. Is that life? You're a child of destiny. You can't afford to be living like a destitute. God has a settled plan for your life. Seek the Lord to locate it. Yet he also is wise. He will bring evil and will not call back his words. But we arise against the house of evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now watch what he said in verse 3. Now the Egyptians are men and not God. Their horses flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that's hoping or helped shall fall down, and they all shall fall together. So there will be nowhere to hide outside God. Nowhere to hide outside God. Somebody's story is changing.
Amen.
There is coming a global economic holocaust, where the whole world shall begin to burn like an oven. But upon them that fear the Lord shall the sun of righteousness arise. In the midst of that gloominess and darkness, they will shine as the sun. They'll be growing up and going forward. They'll be scaling heights and going forward. In the midst of a total burn down, Malachi chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. The midst of a total burn down. Just like we had it in Genesis 37, the famine was so hot that people were offering themselves to be sold. The Bible says money failed in the land of Egypt, in the land of Canaan. Money failed. Give us bread. Old people, young people, give us bread. They sold their land. You say, what are their houses? Where you sell your land, where is your house? You don't have a house. And when they sold everything, they can say, okay, buy us, we are available for sale. Human beings put for sale on their neck. The heat of the famine. But there was a set of people in the same nation, under the same atmospheric conditions. My God, verse 27. But Israel dwelt in Goshen, a province of Egypt. They had possessions therein, and grew and multiplied exceedingly in the midst of a burn down. It has happened before. It will happen again.
Amen.
Come on, give the Lord a big hand of praise. That is the exemption mystery of the covenant. Joel chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound my alarm upon my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people will emerge. There has never been ever the like, neither shall there be any more after 800 years of many generations. He went on and said, a fire devoured before them and behind them a flame burning. Watch, the lamb before them is like the garden of Eden. And behind them, a desolate wilderness. You see the line of divide. Garden of Eden, like Eden. And behind them, a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. That means there shall be no resistance. There shall be no resistance whatsoever. There is no gang up of hell that can stop the prosperity of the commission. Because we are under a strong covenant covering.
Yes, sir.
As strong. As the economy began to grow worse, we are building more churches. More churches. What kind of life? Come and say exemption.
Exemption.
That's how your life will be. By taking a genuine cover in the covenant. Take a genuine cover in the covenant. The anointing will not be a substitute. You can be anointed and be a pauper. You can be an apostle and be a beggar. You can have industries and it's like symmetry. Zero rest. Will you eat? No. His blessings make it rich and it has no source. I still sleep like a baby and I walk like a horse. Amen.
Amen.
And zero pressure. Zero. All of you around me know. Zero pressure. The day I won't laugh will not meet me on this earth.
Hallelujah.
I just laugh every day. Your coat requires laughter. Your shirt requires laughter. Amen. And your waistcoat that has covered your belly requires laughter. Amen. My God. That's when you are under God's blessings, it has no sorrow. It has no sorrow. I'm trying to humiliate the God of gold.
Hallelujah.
That there is nothing in it. There is nothing in it. Men and brethren, I've never had to pray for money. 41 years. I've never been tempted to pray for it. Having food and raiment, there will be content. Because by the time you go off contentment, you're going to covetousness. And you start palpitating. Any car you see, you stretch your neck until you have neck pain. I've never seen a plane in my dream. There's no space. No space for it. You are going places. If you won't despise the God of gold, you worship it. Anything of no value to you cannot secure your worship. Anything of no value to a man cannot secure his worship. You are breaking forth, though. Yet, you will command extreme financial fortune. By your correct positioning in the covenant.
Yeah.
And I hear your loudest amen.
Yeah.
This is father and children talk. But the worst of all famines is the famine of the word of God. Because man shall live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And now there is no access to the word. Amos chapter 8 verse 11 and 12. Here is the word of God concerning the end time. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will send famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And what happened? Verse 12, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Now, so, and what David is doing by all these teachings, of you can do just anything, is to block people's access to the world. Because the secret of God is to them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. So he wants to blind them to the world that will show them the covenant. By living anyhow and playing church, full of activities, but no connectivity. He's holding the game, so he knows what he's doing. Let's block their access to the covenant. Psalm 25, verse 9, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. It takes the fear of God to access his covenant. Otherwise, you use your little intellect to be appraising it. If I have 10 naira, and I took 10 out of one out of it, I mean, naturally, arithmetically, that reduced to 9. So for anyone to now tell me that it's more than 10, I'm not that stupid. God's word does not matter to him. Amen. God's word does not matter to him. One day, one of my sons called me from outside the country. He said, sir, have you noticed something? This is something on the net. I said, no, what am I doing there? I'm working. He said, you have been named the richest person in the world. I said, they are not lying. They are not lying. But to say I'm worth one stupid amount, that's not my worth. You don't know my worth. My worth is according to his riches in glory. My worth cannot be calculated by anybody. It's according to his riches in glory. Because I've subscribed to the law of giving and receiving, and once and again, not once and for all, once and again. So you step into the realm of operating with the riches of his glory. Amen. You call for it, it answers. That's the meaning. You call for it, it answers. That's the mystery behind Philippians 4, 15 to 19. Giving and receiving, launching men, ordinary people like us, you and I, into realms of the riches of his glory. Please note, money is not evil, but the love of money is the root of all evils. Money is not evil, but the love of money is the root of all evils. Why is money not evil? Now, the same chapter, 1 Timothy 6, 6 to 10. Now, you go to 17 to 19. Charge them that are rich among you. Come on now. So, rich people are in church. Amen. Not to be high-minded or trust in certain riches, but in the living God. Which gives us. God does not give evil to people. He gives us all things richly to enjoy. But tell them to be rich in good works, willing to distribute, willing to communicate, thereby laying in store for them against the time to come, that they may hold on the flow from eternity. In the time of famine, it's flowing. They are like a watered garden in the midst of a desert, flowing. So God gives us all things richly to enjoy. So, my God, money is not evil. God dwells in heaven where the seas are paid with gold. The foundation of the mansions, they are of costly stones. Amen. The walls are of diamonds, as clean as glass. The silver is mine, he said, and the gold is mine. and his eyes are purer to behold evil. Money is not evil. The love of money that's evil. Christ came down here. There was no plan. There was no need to ask, where do we get money? Where do we get bread to buy? 5,000 people, men of women and children. They had enough money to feed them. They had enough money to feed them. He never lies. He was going about with convoy of boats in his ministry. Whether you lease it or you buy it, it's a lot of money. He told Judas what to do quickly. They say, you see that, to go and buy something. Jesus never begged or to give to the poor. So Jesus commanded wealth, and yet he knew no sin. John 8, 46, he knew no sin. He knew no sin. So money on its own is not evil. It's only become a god to you that it becomes the root of all evils. Because you do anything to get it. Some have killed their children to make money. Don't say where? All over the world. All over the world. Some have killed their spouses to make money. They took knife and cut their neck. Yet it is darling, the God of good that possessed him. You know possession. Possession. They say this thing cannot work except to bring your wife. Ah, that's the only wife I have. That's the only way. But if you don't bring him, we kill you because we have told you what to do now. You now look at your wife. Oh, I'm to bring you. For money. Nonsense money. Nonsense money. Nonsense money. I can tell you money is nonsense. Hey! I can tell you money is nonsense. Just follow God patiently, enjoyably. Enjoy your stage part time. You are going somewhere. Amen. I'm yet to feel sorry for any stage of my life. I'm yet to feel sorry for it. We are living in the office, my family. Only one toilet for the entire church. What a blessing. But when I'm teaching, you think I'm coming from a mansion. Amen. With all zeal and zest, without a sorry in my mind or my spirit for myself. We used to take our guests to the motor park in Kaduna. You enter the vehicle, see you another time, praise God. Amen. You think we started flying like that? No. This church was in a store without a cross ventilation. You sweat out of your three-piece coat. Then we graduated into a grass cathedral. My God, you know the promotion? Because there's ventilation all around that one. We were choking there. Now there's fresh air coming through the grasses. Amen. And then God bless us so much, and then we had iron sheet on top of it with several poles of wood. One time we got to church and water was flowing from the altar. I said, this is the river of life. Amen. I never said to God once, but why are we at this level? No, that's the level you should be. You don't start 100 level as a toddler. Even if your father is the owner of the university. No. You must pass through your creche, go to primaries, and pass through, and go to secondary, and go through. You won't smell 100 level until you go through all that. But you don't want to go through primary. We want to start in PG school. PG school, they say, what's happening? They say, I want to register for a course. They say, which course? Masters in engineering. In first lecture, we scatter your head because you are not hearing anything. Headache, boom, boom, boom. Because you are too smart to follow the process. It's all the process. No one is born a giant. You grow into gianthood. You grow into it. As a young man, you are looking for a house, and where you wanted it is Victoria Island, the house you will live in, and you want 3-bedroom there. That's where you bury your destiny. Because you don't have the capacity for it. Amen. Well, you better live your life and settle down. Listen to me. We could not rent a house of 45,000 per annum in Lagos, 1989. No, that's too much. They will send for me from the village. If you don't know what you are doing, please return home. I wouldn't dare it. I won't even price it. No. One of my sons brought me, I asked him to buy me shoes. He brought one. He said, this is very good. I said, how much? He said, 700 naira. 700. I said, does he have engine? My God. And then somebody's buying shoes on credit. Are you sick? Has anybody ever asked you in your life, how much is your shoe? It's a cup of tea. If you like, be walking in debt all around your life. Life is in faces. And men are in sizes. Life is in faces. And men are in what? Your story is changing. It is this hurry syndrome that has sent many youths into horror. Hurry syndrome. All my friends have built estates. Go and collect it. If they tell you what they do, and subscribe to it, bye-bye. Bye-bye to eternity. That my son had a house in Ikeja, the one that was pushing drug. Yes, did Jesus rescue them? Yes, upon vanity. Selling drugs to destroy the destiny of others?
Yes.
How can you have rest? The good news is you have escaped.
Yeah.
The God of God will not hold anyone here captive anymore. Wealth is our portion in redemption, not our ambition. It's allotted us in redemption. It became poor that we took his word and made rich. He obtained for us power, riches, wisdom. Is that right? The possession of money is not evil, but the love of money, the worship of money, is evil. Some fellows in this church got help from heaven and they saw money and fled. A number of them are smelling now.
You better take over.
The moment you go off the covenant path, you have registered for crisis. Crisis, crisis. It's not a curse. No. It's a covenant. Those who hasten after another God, their sorrow shall be multiplied. Multiplied sorrow. Multiplied sorrow. Psalm 16 verse 4. The sorrow of them that hasten after another God shall be multiplied. Multiplied sorrow. Multiplied sorrow. That man, in the parable of Christ, the rich fool, he went away sorrowful. Sorrowful. Ah, you are touching my sensitive part. He went away sorrowful. The love of money makes people sorrowful. You can be laughing in the public, oh, Yeah. But inside of your inside is sorrow. A deep rooted sorrow. Because the quest after money knows no end. Knows no end. It creates an unending crave for more, until individuals fall into a ditch. You will never be that. Can I hear your loudest amen? Do you know how despised money is in this ministry? You've never had any prayer raised on money here. Have you ever heard it? Oh Lord, remember Ark Project, remember Rural Church Building? Show yourself, manifest yourself. Don't forget, we remind you now. We remind you again, because you can forget many things. You have many things to do. So. Amen. And yet, we are in command of financial fortune. It's your turn. Gehazi went after unrighteous gain, he returned with leprosy. That will not be your portion. Judas was a land speculator. He was stealing to buy land. He now had the land to buy, and there was no money that he could steal. The eyes of Peter, James, and John were on the money. They said, I better sell Jesus and buy this land. I don't want to miss this land. He sold his master. Because it makes you mad. If you are stealing, did not expose you, and he knew. John 12, verse 6, Jesus knew that Judas was a thief. But if you ever mentioned it, Peter will cut his neck. Just say, someday he will repent. Someday he will repent. He now said, let me say this Jesus himself. But he repented too late. He went and hung himself. He threw the money down. Late repentance. Somebody's free here. Every illegitimate business that anyone be involved in here is digging your grave without knowing. Yao manipulations. You are digging your grave without knowing. Get out of it. There are decent, legitimate ways to earn genuine income and be at peace. That's the kind you will have from now. That's the kind you have from now. Important things to note in engaging the covenant of wealth. I'm not a teacher of prosperity, I'm a messenger. Get back home and make my people rich. I abandoned everything I had to do and rushed back to Nigeria. I thought I was going to press a button and then everything would begin to happen. One, the days of his joys shall precede the day of his coming. You know why? The end time church is to rule in the midst of our enemies. And the rich is one that will rule over the poor. Psalm 110 verse 1 to 2 and Proverbs 22 verse 7. So God is going to unleash heavenly wealth on the earth to position the church to rule in the midst of our enemies. Praise God. He said, in the day when I make up my jewels, they shall be mine. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serveth him. Then you shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. A sharp difference is coming on. Don't let any devil dissuade you from serving God in truth and in deed, including with your God-given resources. Don't let any devil confuse you. Don't let any devil confuse you. A day is coming that will make a clean difference between those who are on key with Jesus and those who are not. That day is coming. That day is coming. That day is coming. That day is coming. You do on the positive side of it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The last day shall be days of darkness and gloominess for the world, but days of men to be wondered at for the saints of the Most High God. That they will think you're a magician by virtue of God's favor, answering on your life, having walked with them from face to face, one face to another, one face to another. Zechariah 3:5, he says, Joshua, the high priest, and they that sat with him, they are men to be wondered at. Men to be wondered at. Men to be wondered at. I mean, just like they said Jesus had a demon. They won't believe that you are a natural man. No. You have escaped the natural realm. You operate in the heavenly realm. So everything is happening to you at a heavenly rate. Heavenly rate, sir. Heavenly rate. You know, Jesus built this church, this building, without a budget. Pariso, and without begging. In clanker, without a temptation to borrow. Within 1 year. Fear God.
Yes, sir.
Fear God.
Yes, sir.
Their project is going in. A lot of my sons are here who are youth pastors from our various churches. Have they ever announced in your church that they should give? Even here, do we announce?
No, sir.
How's he building it? Dollars tumbled and tumbled. But blessings tumbling and tumbling.
Hallelujah.
We are not part of this economy system here. The devil himself knows. We are not part of it. The devil himself knows. If you ask him now, are they part of this system? He says, no, they are not. They are not. We have seen a lot of economic programs in this country. It didn't affect us. Adjustment, disadjustment, movement. Praise God. Awesome Jesus. It's your turn.
Amen.
If you care to settle with the covenant of abundance, you will emerge a wonder.
Amen.
A wonder among men. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Money does not qualify for your worship and should not be given any feeling that he is. No. The prosperity of the end time church is ordained to humble the pride of the world. And my people shall never be ashamed. I will restore to them the year that locust has eaten, the canker and the caterpillar, my great army, and my people shall never be ashamed. He repeated it twice. 26 and 27. My people shall never be ashamed. So the end time church will bear no shame of lack and want.
Amen.
Are you part of it? Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Not by any magical thing, by following the dictates of the covenant. Now, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, talking about the same thing, because Jesus is coming for a vibrant church, a revival church. And we are in that revival, we are not going to check out of it. We will retain Jesus here forever. Now, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, the Lord has gone in the midst of ye, the mighty. Now, you look at verse 19, see what his presence in our midst will do. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee. I'll break the hand of the oppressors of your life, and I will save her that is stagnated. I will gather her that is driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame.
Amen.
Now verse 20. It said, at that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth.
Amen.
Among all people of what? Come on now, let me hear you say, among all people of what?
Amen.
Whether they be black or gray or yellow, forget it. Among all people of the earth. Now, listen, young people. There is no forest input from outside the country in the Ark Project. Fear God. Fear God. Fear God. There is no pressure on any one of us in leadership. Zero. Fear God. This covenant works. It's more real than the day. He said, the day may pass away, this covenant will stand. It's so real.
among all people of the earth. Among all people of the earth. Among all people of the earth. It's not only those who came here to the project site that are surprised. We who are here are surprised. We live here, but we are surprised. That's how your life is bringing surprises.
Amen.
Is somebody ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Now, all you need is learn to apply the revelation of God's agenda. Learn how to apply it, and then your life will take a new turn. Learn how to apply it. Learn how to apply it. I've written to you, young men, because you are strong. The word of God abides in you, and you overcome the wicked one. You better get smarter than the devil. Lest he captures you. But God's covenant of seed time and harvest is what governs our access to the realm of financial fortune. We need an understanding of God's covenant of seed time and harvest to assess the realms of financial fortune. Why the earth remaineth? Seed time and harvest shall not cease. You remember the Lord your God is giving you power to get wealth that he may establish his covenant as contained in Genesis 8:22. As is this day. So it still confirms that covenant forever. It's still time before harvest. No seed, no harvest. But what is seed time and harvest? Can I have you say with me? It is sowing and reaping. 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. But this I say, he which sweats sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and we which sweats bountifully shall also reap bountifully. And so every man, as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. So sowing is giving. Returns from your giving is harvest. And in return, God is able to make all grace abound towards the sowers, so that they, having always all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good works. So sowing is giving. Reaping is returns on your giving, which equals abundance of financial fortune. What is it, time and harvest? It is giving and receiving. Philippians 4:15. Now, you Philippians know that in the beginning of the gospel, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For when I was in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity to the work of the gospel. Once and again, not once and for all. Once and again, once and again, once and again, once and again. Continuity, continuity. If all the farmers down too this year, hunger will strike the entire world next year. If all the farmers in the world down too, that we are not farming again. What nonsense. And they don't beg them. They let them leave the farm. Everybody will go into farming. Farming. Your stomach will be shrinking. So they farm once and again to keep food in the stores. When they stop farming, hunger will strike. When you stop giving, lack will come in. It's once and again, once and again, once and again. Once and again. By his grace, my tithing has been consistent from the time he showed me. Same with my wife. My kingdom promotion addiction is an undying one. When is God does it, anything goes. Yet we have not lacked once. Amitis sangelopa is once and again covenant mentality that we need. we need to sustain the giving grace in our lives. Not that you give your tithe 2 months, you forget the remaining 4 months because things are tough. You made them tougher. The window is short. Somebody's story is changing. We better round up because you have heard more than I heard. Amen. Praise God. What I had that changed my life is not 1/10 what I've told you now. So, go and use it. The law of giving and receiving must be for any believer to operate in the realm of financial fortune. Must remain a way of life for any believer to operate in the realms of financial fortune. Receive, I pray, the Lord from his mouth. Lay up his words in your heart. If you turn to the Almighty, you shall be built up. Then shall lay up gold as dust. Dust doesn't hold value. And the gold of offer as the stones of the brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. That's Job 22, verse 21 to 25. The Lord shall be thy defense, so no anger of the enemy can tamper with it. When God blesses you, forget about the enemy. He can't come near. Now, also know that God will entrust true riches into the hands of those he can trust to use such for his purpose in this end time. If you have not been faithful in your righteous mammon, who shall commit to your trust the true riches? Wealth is an entrustment in the kingdom, not an achievement. Would you take that, please? Say with me, wealth is an entrustment in the kingdom and not an achievement. Wealth is an entrustment. Luke 16, verse 11. Heaven's order of wealth is an entrustment, not an achievement. It's an entrustment. He gave them the gold in Egypt because he would need it to build the tabernacle in the desert. It's an entrustment. Those who held to their gold, they perish with it. Those who gave it liberally, they live. It's an entrustment. Our giving is not a financial donation to help any church or ministry, but to secure our own financial heritage in Christ. You don't help us, we can't go on. That's not correct. When he said them, without post or script, lack the anything, nothing. Don't do what you are not sent to do. If you're a ministry, just do what he sends you to do. Somebody asked me, how do you get things done so cheaply? I said, we don't do anything except it's commanded. When you live as commanded, you remain in command. You live as commanded, God who commanded it will back it up to deliver it. Somebody's story is changing. If I were hungry, would I have asked you, 1,000 rams upon 1,000 heeds their mind. Psalm 50 verse 14. God will never need human help to be God. It's the I am that I am. Whether you are there or you are not there, whether I'm there or I'm not there, God is the I am that I am. It's going to be the little house. He said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine. I'm looking for trusted channels to pass it through. May you be found worthy of that. Amen. It's important to also know that our giving is a spiritual transaction for provoking divine favor, which includes financial fortune. No idea than out of sacrifice, God spoke from heaven. The sacrifice spoke in heaven, and God responded. Genesis 8, and verse 20-22. Abraham took Isaac to the altar of sacrifice, and God spoke twice from heaven. The sacrifice answered in heaven. Solomon had an altar of sacrifice in Gibeon. And God came down and said, what do you want me to do for you? Our giving is a spiritual transaction for provoking divine favor, which includes financial fortune. Remember, we are also redeemed as a blessing to our world and not a burden. No one here shall be a burden to anyone else. From this time on, you'll be a blessing. Wherever you appear, joy will be stirred up. I said, I see, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Where Abraham sees, so to be a blessing, not a burden. No one shall be a burden here anymore. So what makes rich young people is not skill or strength, but the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord make it rich, and it adds no sorrow with it. You won't suffer sorrow in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Now we close. Some fringe benefits of covenant practice. It's not just money that comes back to us. Amazing thing that money cannot buy comes along with it. One, it procures divine favor. Engenders supernatural fruitfulness. It was in response to the hospitality of Abraham and Sarah that the prophetic word came that by this time next year you carry a baby. You shall serve the Lord your God among other things, your God-given resources. It will bless your bread and your water. It will take sin away from you. You shall not be barren or cast your young in the land. Number of your days will fulfill. Number three, it secures divine protection. Job 20, verse 1 to 3. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Sorry, Psalm 20, verse 1. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Remember thy offerings and thy burnt sacrifices. He defends us. He protects us in remembrance of our offerings. Can I hear your amen?
Yes.
And that practice, said the Lord shall be your defense and you command plenty of silver. So no harassment of kidnappers, no harassment of armed robbers. Amen. You are under a covenant covering. Your case is different. Number four, it averts plagues. David reared an altar of sacrifice and the plague ceased. The plague ceased. Every satanic plague on people's life comes to an end through the covenant of giving and receiving. Number five, it secures longevity. Abraham, our covenant father, lived to be 175 years. We saw the same grace in Isaac, 180 years. We saw the same grace in Jacob, 143 years. As the days of a tree, so are the days of my people. And my elect shall long enjoy the fruits of their labor. Isaiah 65, 20-24. Number six, guarantee supernatural. Number six, it secures. Okay, provokes divine ideas. As you give your tithe, it opens the windows of heaven. What comes down there, like we saw, among others, is a rain of divine ideas. The Holy Spirit quickens our understanding. It comes down with creative triggers to launch us into God's agenda for our life. Next, and lastly, it secures posterity, our generation after us. Psalm 112 and verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that greatly delights himself in his commandment. His seed also shall be rich upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. No one in your generation will be a pauper. No one will be a beggar. The quality of your covenant work with God will make a difference in their life. I close with this, and it will help you. Devastation of the God of gold. Remember that we be rich in this world, we fall into many foolish and diverse hearts that drown men into destruction and perdition. O thou man of God, flee these things. 1 Timothy 6, 9 and 10. We have this famous Edgewater Beach Hotel Chicago, in Chicago, which was the site of a 1923 meeting of some of the world's most powerful financiers. Watch. In attendance was Charles Schwab, the president of the largest independent steel company. And then we had Samuel Insull, the president of the largest utility company. Now, Howard Hobson, the president of the largest gas company. Arthur Cotton, the greatest wheat speculator. Richard Whitney, the president of the New York Stock Exchange. Albert Fall, a member of the president's cabinet. Jesse Livermore, the greatest bear on the Wall Street. Neon Fraser, the president of the Bank of International Settlement. And Ivar Kruger, the head of the world's largest monopoly. Now, collectively, they control more wealth than there was in the United States Treasury. Yet, for all their financial expertise, theirs was not a pleasant story. For they, it came to a bitter end. It won't come to a bitter end. After living on borrowed money for the last 5 years of his life, Schwab died penniless. What? Insull also died destitute, a fugitive from justice in a foreign country. Insanity claimed Hobson, while Cotton died abroad insolvent. Both Richard Whitney and Albert Fall ended up in prison, while Livermore, Fraser, and Kruger all committed suicide. Although the details of their disastrous demise vary from individual to individual, the similarities give us a reason to pause and consider. They were addicted to wealth and the power it represented. And in the end, this was their undoing. Had they heeded the scriptural warnings about materialism, they might have escaped their tragic fate. Caution. I said earlier, your choice for God puts in command of good, but your choice for the good of good make men mourn. A word is enough for the wise. Lift up your right hand and give God thanks. Give God thanks because you have just escaped. You have just escaped. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Now, can I tell you what I see? I see an army of financial giants riding on covenant wings. I see an army of financial giants riding on covenant wings. Yeah. You are one of them. Let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. I see an army of men and women empowered for supernatural wealth in this end time. Yeah. I see an army of kingdom addicted promoters. John D. Rockefeller was a tither from his first paycheck of $7.50 a week. He ended up the first American billionaire in history. He one time gave $140,000 million to his church education fund. He served as church warden a few times. To be first American billionaire in history means to be the wealthiest man in America. He was tight-raised, tight-groomed, and tight-sustained. Kingdom sacrifice promoted. Meduti, Seclarish, Agelambre, Acalante. I can give you a whole list of them. You will come on that list.
Amen.
You will come on that list.
Amen.
You will come on that list.
Amen.
People don't lack what they give. They only lack what they keep. There's one that scatters it. He has more. There's one that holds the one that he requires. He tends more to penury. He that waters shall be watered back unto him. 1983, I told our young leaders, about six of us. I said, now that we are all at the same level, because we are all at the same level, some of them, their levels were higher than mine. Joyfully so. If I have this money that we are talking about, God will appeal to me to give it. But now we're all at the same level. Understand what I'm saying? Because the time is coming. Some of us take off in the air. I've been wondering, what are they using? They're using charm. They're using magic. I said, I'm sold out to God. You can't be sold out to God and not stand out in line. Grace to be sold out to God. Come and receive it right now. Lord, I receive grace to be sold out to you and your purpose on the earth. I receive grace to be sold out to you from where I am, from where I am, from where I am, from my tent and kobo. I receive grace to be sold out to you in truth and in deed, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Very quickly, as we round up tonight, you are here in church, in this convention, and you are not born again yet. I'd like to pray with you. We don't have the time now. We are running out of time very fast. Jesus saved my soul. I want to be part of this glorious wave. Can I tell you this? The church is taking the stage this end time. It's not a political statement. It's a prophetic agenda. The church become the pride of the world in this end time. Everybody will be humbled by the hand of God upon his church. And his church is not a building, it's a people. I said, your enemies will be humbled regarding the hand of God on your life. Because things will be changing at a frequency beyond human capacity. You are here, you want to be part of that glorious wave and make it to heaven at the end of your journey, wherever you are, stand to your feet. I'm praying for you right there where you are, so stand to your feet. Across the various nations, in our various assemblies, those who are surrendering their life to Christ, get down to the altar area very fast and we pray. Get down there. The pastors are there to receive you. And we are praying together at the same time. There are also people that need to rededicate their life to Christ. You don't want to be in the middle of the road anymore. If God be God, serve him. If he be bad, serve him. How long will you be between two opinions? You are there in church. You want to come on key with Jesus. You're not trying the devil on one side and watching what God will do on the other side. Stand to your feet. You want to be part of this legitimate, made rich individuals this end time. Stand to your feet. You want to forgo all illegitimacy in your dealings. Stand to your feet. Jesus, I'm returning back home. Amen. Now, everyone standing for this cause, would you please lift up your right hand to heaven and pray this prayer of faith from the depth of your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my heart to you tonight. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. Say it loud. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again to set me free from the power of sin and Satan, so I can serve the living God. Tonight, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe the siege over my life is finally over. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me back to the faith. And by your grace, I shall serve you till the end of my life. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. I cover everyone that prayed this prayer tonight with the blood of Jesus. Remain covered against all satanic assaults in the name of Jesus Christ. Grace to live your comers life. Receive it right now. Sin shall no more have dominion over you. Your taste for sin dies tonight. Amen. Your taste for righteousness comes alive. Amen. Your access to the word of life shall not be blocked. Amen.
You'll never lack access to the covenants of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Congratulations. Congratulations. Please complete your forms right now, immediately. The officials of this convention are all around you. They'll collect that sleeve from you. Get seated and get that done. Jesus is Lord. Well, may I at this point congratulate the leadership of the Youth Alive Convention, all our youth pastors across the state, the National Youth Pastor, for a most successful and impactful 2023, and be blessed in return for your labors. All the ministers in songs and various presentations, the Levites, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. All officials, security, ushering, you know, hospitality, sanctuary, everyone that's a part of making this a success across the various networks of this convention, be blessed in return. May each one of you experience God's commendation. For all the ministers that came up on this platform to lead prayer, to lead offering, to teach, be blessed with fresh oil. In the name of Jesus. Now, stand to your feet, everybody. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Amen. Paul the Apostle said, you are all partakers of my grace. Connectivity is what makes a man a partaker. When you are grafted, so you become partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive. The root and the fatness of the olive. The root and the fatness of the olive. When you are grafted. Now, for every grafted soul under the sound of my voice around the world today, in this convention, enjoy the free flow of the giving grace. It's the giving grace that makes financial giants. Enjoy the free flow of the giving grace. May no one cut corners on their tithing anymore. May you keep giving honorable seed from this time forward. As God has blessed everyone, even so let them give. So you give according to his blessings on your life. If I drop 5 naira in a worship plate, I will get a knock from heaven. It's an abuse of his supplies in my life. If I give any of my sons here 5 naira, you may take it out of respect, but you get back from there wondering, is this my worth? Is that thing that you're going to really take it from your hand? Get serious about God. Get serious. Don't get to church and be looking for something to give. You had a plan. The plan is in place. Get serious with God. Don't assume you're tight. You should know. That's why you're not an illiterate. You should know. My old mother used to drop the tithe of everything she says every day. On Sunday, she would carry it to church. I asked her, what is it that you carry to church? Why do you carry this to church every Sunday? He said, that is God's portion. That makes the remainder meaningful. That means what? The remainder. That's the security dimension of tithing. It rebukes the devourers for your sake. It rebukes the devourers for your sake. Thank you, Jesus. For every engrafted soul to this great commission, receive the free flow of the giving grace. You will not be part of the murmuring and complainings anymore. Because God will start decorating you from face to face from now. You receive that? Let me hear your loudest. Amen. Now, choir, you are going to do something strange right now. I want to sing the song Ebenezer A. And this, how far God has led us as we round up in the morning tomorrow. But for anyone who has benefited of anything since the conversion began, sing this song with every zeal and zest. When you give God thanks for anything, He multiplies it back to you. No doubt, something has happened to you here. Since you came on this ground, something has happened to you. In the various meetings, you have had diverse encounters. So we are going to celebrate God in that song for a few minutes. And I'd like everybody around the world to join us in singing this song. Be a partaker of it. That's what we do here. We celebrate God at all times for everything. Now let's celebrate Him for what He's done.
Ebenezer, 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 Ebenezer. You say, my stone of help, only you are my help. Oh yeah, Ebenezer,
dearly beloved. We believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.